Father. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our first reading on this Feast of the Epiphany is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The prophet was very fond of portraying Jerusalem as the spouse of the Lord. For too long, pride interfered in her relationship with God. Determined to go her own way, she ultimately ended in exile, feeling abandoned and desolate. In this oracle we heard proclaimed, things have changed dramatically. The days of exile come to a conclusion, and the prophet invites Jerusalem to rise to her feet and to stand confidently, displaying God's presence so that the splendor of the divine may be radiated out for the whole world to see. The light. The surrounding nations stumble about in the darkness of sin and ignorance, but Jerusalem stands tall among them as a beacon of light. This is no ordinary light, but a divine light. It comes from God. Jerusalem's renowned devotion to the ways of God makes her a guiding light for the rest of the nations. And besides inviting Jerusalem to rise to her feet, The prophet also invites her to raise her eyes and to scan the horizon. For if she does, she will see her children returning from exile in distant lands. She will see nurses carrying babes in their arms as a promise for the future generations. Jerusalem will see caravans make their way to her along the many trade routes, bringing riches from nations near and far, even from across the sea. They bring the finest incense and the purest gold to enhance their worship of the Lord. So grateful are they for the example that Jerusalem has given to them. And her trust in God has shown them the way to true peace and security. Our second reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. The Spirit of God has revealed a mystery previously hidden, that is, the mystery that all people, Jews and Gentiles alike, will be saved by Christ. And it was up to the apostles and the prophets to make known the mystery. Such was God's commission to the preachers of the gospel. And in Matthew's gospel, the Feast of the Epiphany celebrates the arrival of the Magi to pay homage to the baby Jesus. Epiphany means manifestation, for we are commemorating the day when the glory of God's Messiah was made manifest to the pagans in the persons of the Magi. Magi were astrologers, and the account speaks of them as coming from the east, possibly Persia or even Babylon. The Magi would have certainly been attracted to Jerusalem because it is the birth of a Jewish king. And Herod intended to use them to murder this child because he feels that that child is going to be a threat to his throne. And from many sources, we realize that Herod was ruthless. He was a murderous paranoid. He murdered a wife, three sons, and a brother-in-law who was the high priest. Jewish scholars use a passage taken from Micah to determine that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem. And this is typical of Matthew, who always shows how Jesus fulfills the law and the prophets. This feast, with its stars and the arrival of the Magi, reminds us that God has a plan that is worked out in time, and it is the plan of salvation. We have no star as did those Magi, but we do have the Holy Spirit to guide us. Like the Magi, we are to seek Him out and to give Him homage. And once again, like Mary, we are expected to meditate on the sacred scriptures, to ponder what they mean, and God's plan of salvation. Most of us do not have gold, myrrh, or frankincense, but each and every one of us has something that we can offer to this Christ child. What will that be for us? You and I. In the person of the Magi, writes St. Leo the Great, let all people adore the Creator of the universe. Let God be known not in Judea alone, but throughout the whole world. Let us give thanks to the merciful God who made us worthy to share the lot of the saints in light, who has called us out of darkness and to his own wonderful light.